Hello, today is the 19th. This is chart review facility, Deerbrook Emergency Hospital, for patients that were seen on 9/18/2023 by Dr. Hammeke, H-A-M-M-E-K-E. First patient is ER, three-year-old child, comes in with itching and rash. The rash was last week. Today there's no rash. Dr. Hammeke told the family to come back. If the rash returns, no one answered their phone. Next patient is PK, 35-year-old woman with pain in the ear and dizziness, diagnosed with dental caries, treated with Amoxil, no answer. Next patient is TM, 39-year-old with stomach pain, chest pain. Patient left before triage, did not answer the phone to explain as of why. Next patient is K.A., is a five-year-old with a cough. They left before triage. The father said that they did not accept our insurance. It's Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas. I'm not sure what the problem is, but he said he has to take it to a different facility. But that's what he was told in the front. Next patient is R.W., is a five-year-old child with earache. It's the brother of the first patient, of the last patient. Again, insurance was not accepted. Same thing for JW, which is a seven-year-old, another brother whose insurance next number is was not accepted by Deerbrook Emergency Hospital. Again, they have what looks like Blue Cross Blue Shield of Dallas. Next patient is IW, is a 12-year-old with cough, runny nose, congestion, headache, swab test negative, diagnosed with URI, sent home with no supportive care only, and the family was happy with the care received. Next patient is SR, it's a nine-year-old young lady who ingested something sharp, a piece of plastic that was in the ice maker. And Dr. H did not order an x-ray because it was plastic and most likely radio opaque or radio lucent. But the child is doing well, went to school today and everything was fine. Next patient is, and they were happy with the care received. Next patient is JM, 24-year-old woman with vomiting, cough, congestion. Patient had TBC, CMP, urinalysis, HCG, swab test. All were negative, diagnosed with gastroenteritis, treated with Zofran, left message for patient to call back. Next patient is A. H is a 20-year-old woman with vomiting. Diagnosed with gastroenteritis, urinalysis, CBC, CMP, all negative. Treated with Zofran. The phone number that was left was a bad number. There was no pain, so the abdominal CT scan was done. Next patient is KJ. He's a 12-year-old child with a hit his forehead during football practice. Had a bout of nausea. Treated with Tylenol and Zofran. Was been home with no meds. Mom was very happy with the care received. Went to school today. Next patient is RH, 20-year-old with possible miscarriage. Patient's ultrasound showed possible ectopic pregnancy. Patient was transferred to Kingwood for further care. No one answered the phone. Next patient is MG. He's a 48-year-old male with congestion, workup negative, including swab testing. Was sent home with supportive care, doing much better today. Was happy with the care received. Next patient is TP, 77-year-old male with nausea, diarrhea, with no abdominal pain. Patient's H&H was 8 and 25, glucose 110, but he refused to stay. The phone number is disconnected when I called today. Admission was definitely offered. Next patient is AK, 25-year-old with pink eye and urinary tract infection, treated with eye drops, Septra DS. Urinalysis showed evidence of infection. She was very happy with the care received. Next patient is EW, 8-year-old child with fever, sore throat, white count 13,000. Patient had CT of the neck, showed beginning of peritonsillar abscess. For this reason, Dr. Hameke called two different ENTs to find one that would take the patient, and subsequently patient was transferred. Mom was very happy with the care. They've already left the hospital. Next patient is AR, is a 2-year-old child with vomiting, diagnosed with gastroenteritis. Swab testing were negative, sent home with Zofran, was very happy with the family, was happy with the care received. Next patient is K, 32-year-old with fever, headache. Patient had CBC, CMP, urinalysis, UDS, had COVID. No treatment was given, and did not answer the phone. I left message for patient to call me back. Thank you.